In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually, and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among thy servants, of a handmaid from among thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this special episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Why it is special? Because today is the birthday anniversary of Shia's second Imam, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him. Congratulations to all dear Muslim brothers and sisters, especially Shia Muslims.
Kindness in our hearts, when all the fun starts, exhilaration. Smiles everywhere, delight in the air, jollification. Oh, trips, endless full visits, colorful outfits, mark this occasion.
Now we look at the calendar. Today, Sunday, is the 15th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Congratulations on this auspicious Eid, the birthday anniversary of Imam Hassan, peace be upon him.
Bariku ya habab nur al-eid jana Fih farahat nablikakum tayyibin Wal-sa'ada bil-ahibba wahum ma'ana Aayidun ya asahum aayidin Bariku ya habab nur al-eid jana فيه فرحة نبلقاكم طيبين والسعادة بالأحبة وهم معانا عايدوهم يا عساهم عايدين.
Imam Hassan was the older son of Imam Ali and Lady Fatima Zahra, the younger son being Imam Hussein. In several traditions, Prophet Muhammad is narrated to have said, Hassan and Hussein are the masters of the youth in paradise. The Prophet also said, all the people of paradise are youth. In other words, Imam Hassan is a leader among the inhabitants of paradise. Though such narrations, Prophet Muhammad was hinting at, or rather heralding, the grand qualities which Imam Hassan would manifest. Imam Hassan would be the most qualified individual for the divinely appointed post of Imam after his father, Imam Ali. Peace be upon him. Dear brothers and sisters, congratulations on this great Eid, the birthday anniversary of Imam Hassan. Peace be upon him.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the month of Ramadan, we find that in the middle of the month of Ramadan, it's the birth anniversary of the second infallible Imam, Al-Hasan ibn Ali, salamullah alayhi. Based on an indication instructed by the fourth infallible Imam, Ali ibn al-Husayn al-Sajjad, salamullah alayhi, his paternal uncle, Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba, alayhi salam, in his time was the most pious of all people. And Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba, alayhi salam, used to go to Hajj on foot. I mean, imagine that Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam used to walk around, for example, 500 kilometers from Medina to Mecca on foot. It wasn't because there wasn't any vehicle or any horse available to him. It was because of the importance of Hajj, and Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam intended to show his humbleness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and going on foot to Hajj indicates that the person observes all the rules of Hajj in the entirety. Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam was so pious that whenever he recited the Holy Quran and in the Quranic verses, he came to recite verses concerned with the day of resurrection, death, and the day of judgment. He used to shed tears profusely. And whenever Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam intended to say prayer, he said, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, O Allah, I've come to your presence. And whenever he recited in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O people who have faith, Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam used to answer, he would answer, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. I mean, he answered positively. And at the same, I mean, this indicates that according to the practices of Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, the Holy Quran wasn't a silent text. It was a live text. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks with the audience, with the Muslims, I mean, all the time throughout the Holy Quran. I mean, by means of the Holy Quran. According to those people who were contemporary with Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, he was very much similar in manner, in complexion, and in speech to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was very much attentive to the poor people, and he was very generous. Quite several times in his whole life, Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam divided his whole wealth with people, and I mean, he divided his wealth in two sections, and one of them, I mean, the whole half, was given to the poor people in order to support them. Second infallible Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam was such a personality that he was never oblivious of the needs of those people who needed his help, whether financial help, spiritual help, religious help, and whatsoever. Thank you.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of greed. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of
war. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alayhi salatu Allah, alayhi salatu Allah. La ilaha
This is the continuation of today's special under the title of Meet Imam Hassan. That was a nice story. That is Hassan, son of Ali. They told me my heart became filled with hatred. I envied Ali for having a son like that. I headed toward him and said, Are you the son of Ali? He responded, I am his son. I then started to curse him and his father. These were the words of a traveler to the city of the Prophet Medina upon seeing the saintly, handsome, and well-dressed Imam Hassan. Propaganda and blatant lies in the traveler's country of origin had led him to view Imam Ali and his family in a terribly negative light. The traveler continued, When I finished, he asked me, It seems you are a stranger here. I replied, Yes. Then he said, Come on over to our place. If you need a house, we will host you, or money. We will give it to you, or if you have another need, we will assist you. After hearing this, there was no one on the face of the earth more beloved to me than him. Every time I think back to what he did and what I did, I'm grateful to him and feel embarrassed about how I acted. The traveler's encounter with Imam Hassan gives us a snapshot of this Imam's forbearance, clemency, and charity. The life of this second divinely selected Imam is fragrant with profound wisdom, valor, and foresight. In Imam Hassan's every decision, the advancement of principle was paramount. Dear listeners, dear Shia Muslims, congratulations on auspicious birthday anniversary of your second Imam, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate
Ceasefire with Muawiyah and the continuation of today's special. Imam Hassan's army was not in the state to fight another war. Different groups within the military were divided on their loyalties. Some fought alongside Imam Hassan simply because he opposed Muawiyah. They felt little devotion to Imam Hassan in any case. Others were Imam Hassan's supporters out of blind loyalty to their tribal chiefs, which had pledged allegiance to the Imam. Then there were the few who followed Imam Hassan with the awareness that he was the true successor to Prophet Muhammad. Peace be upon him and his pure progeny. But the vast majority of Imam Hassan's military did not have the will and determination to mend the wrongs enacted by Muawiyah. Imam Hassan was left with the military to shaken morale. Subsequent betrayals within his own camp and ruthless enemy waiting to take advantage of the situation. Imam Hassan knew that the best way to preserve the message of Prophet Muhammad and minimize the loss of life was by agreeing to a treaty with Muawiyah.
The very first, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has been long awaited by the Prophet. This is the very first grandson. The Prophet is a grandfather. So he was very excited and very happy. And therefore, on the 15th day of the month of Ramadan, the year 3, the Prophet was informed that in a nearby room, his daughter Fatima gave birth. A light radiates and shines and glows from a simple and very humble small room adjacent to the mosque of the Prophet. In fact, inside the mosque of the Prophet, the Prophet, peace be upon him, hastened to the room of Fatima. And he asks for the baby, a baby boy. And then he hugs the baby and asks his father, what did you name him? The father, Ali, alayhi salam, answers, O the Messenger of God, I would never name my son before you arrive and you choose a name for him. So the Prophet says, I named him Al-Hasan. Al-Hasan, a source of goodness, a source of kindness, a source of generosity, a source of beauty.
Dear brothers and sisters, we hope you accept our congratulations on this great Eid, on this great day, the birthday anniversary of Shia's second Imam, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. Peace be upon him. Congratulations to all of you and happy time. Goodbye.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي
علي إمامي.
لا إله إلا الله، الله ربي،
محمد نبي علي إمامي.
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Salam and congratulations to you all on the blessed 15th of Ramadan, the birth anniversary of Imam Hasan Mujtaba, peace upon him, the elder grandson and second infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad. Blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Let us start the day by pondering on words of wisdom from this great personality. Glory is to give in loss and forgive the sin, while chivalry is to safeguard the religion, promote the personality, be lenient, sustain in doing favors, fulfill the rights, and behave amicably with people.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio.
Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Here at Hadith of the Day, we would like to express our congratulations to our esteemed listeners on the birth of Imam Hassan, alayhi salam, which we know that in some countries in the Muslim world and the non-Muslim world as well. Today is the birthday of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. We're also in the month of Ramadan, and we'd like to express our congratulations to our listeners on this most auspicious month of Ramadan and this most felicious day. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very very beautiful hadith regarding Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And this hadith has been narrated from the fourth Imam, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says the following: "Verily, Hassan ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib was the best worshipper of his time, the most abstemious, and the best of them all. Whenever he went for Hajj, he went on foot, and sometimes even barefooted." This was a custom in the time prior to the time of automobiles and planes and trains, that people would journey for the pilgrimage, sometimes using horses, sometimes camels, and a lot of times people would even walk to Hajj. So here in this hadith, the Imam alayhi salam says that one of the characteristics is that Imam Hassan would go to the pilgrimage, to the Hajj, on foot. "When he remembered death, he would cry. When he remembered the grave, he would cry. And whenever he was reminded of the Day of Judgment and Resurrection, he would cry. When he was reminded of the crossing over the bridge meaning the Sirat, which is outstretched over hell, when the Imam would be reminded of this, he would cry." He would cry, and he would, when he was reminded of this event that would take place. "When he was reminded of the great exposure before Allah." This is probably a reference to something which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, that on the Day of Resurrection, we will be all presented in front of Allah to be judged before Him. "When he was reminded of this event that would take place, the exposure before Allah, he would gasp in such a way that he would faint. When he stood up for his prayers, his limbs trembled before his Lord. He would begin to shake out of the fear of God Almighty. When he was reminded of paradise and fire, and in hell, he was greatly disturbed as if bitten by a snake. He would begin to tremble and shake as if somebody who is bitten by a snake. And he would ask Allah for paradise at this time, and he would seek refuge in Him from the fire." Perhaps this is the reason why, in a very beautiful tradition, the Prophet Muhammad has been narrated to have said, "Hassan is from me and I am from him. Allah loves the one who loves him." Hassan and Hussein are the two most special grandchildren of me. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Hassan and his characteristics in the words of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على
محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, the listeners of the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network, right?
Especially students.
Especially in cooperation with the students.
I can't read page 7.
The school. Mr. Minhal Hussein Nasir, Mr. Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Jafari, Mr. Mahdi Chasib Al Husseinan, and Sayyid Muhammad Hadi.
And especially,
and of course, me is there too.
Especially not Sayyid Muhammad Hadi. Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us. Inshallah, we hope that you have started a good day. And in this day, inshallah, we wish all the good feelings and emotions, and inshallah, all the good events, adventures must happen to you. And for that, the first thing that you can do is to be thankful to Allah Almighty that has given us another day, right? So this day, inshallah, we'll have again one more lesson about the Quran Kareem, how to read and recite the Quran Kareem. And we are, of course, in the second level of this series. So in this level, we also talked about many topics. So we reached and lastly talked about the stations, stopping or pauses, signs and symptoms in the Holy Quran. Totally. So beside these topics, that where to make a pause, I mean the stations in the Holy Quran, we have different other signs as well, okay? Like the sign of the end of the ayah, yeah? The sign of the starting of a chapter, a juz, yes? And also a part of the chapter or hizb, we said, yes? So there are different kind of signs, but we're talking about the signs of where to make a pause. Yes, are we allowed to make a pause? Where we are not allowed to make a pause? Okay, this kind of stations. So five of them, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we learned in the previous sessions. So let's review them, and then we'll go and continue to some more signs. Right? Ready?
Ready.
So let's review them. Five of them we did, right?
Yes.
What were those?
Jim.
Jim.
Wala.
Qala.
Sala.
Sala.
La.
La.
La and?
Mim.
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 Okay, what was the meaning of Jim?
Jim, it's 50-50 to if you want to stop or go.
50-50. 50 for you, 50 for me, right?
No, it's like, yeah, if you want to stop, you stop. If you want to go,
Jim comes from the word jayiz.
Yes, jaiz,
it means you have the ijaza or permission. You're allowed to do it, okay? If you go out of breath or shortage of breath, okay? You have respiratory problems, so you can make a pause there. It's okay, no problem, Mahdi. All right?
What about when Salah?
Salah?
Salah.
Yes. What about
it's
Salah?
2550.
It is?
2550.
2550?
No, 2500.
How did you guess that?
Salah, can I say? Salah.
Let Minhal Hussein say this. What was Salah?
Forgot.
It comes from Saad. So I mean, Wasl.
Oh, you have to join the previous letter with them.
Well, actually, it means you can stop here.
But it's better to join. That meaning
it's better
be
to
bit.
Join them. It's better to join.
And Qala is better to stop here.
It's more like, Qala is more like Hamza til Qata. So.
Actually, Salah Qala is just the opposite of Salah. So in Salah Qala, both of them, you can make a pause in these two stations.
But the thing is, better to make a pause.
In Salah, it's better to connect
the
previous words
because
with the next word. Stop.
In Qala, it's better to stop.
In Qala, it's better to make a pause. Okay? This is the station that you can, it's better to stop. Maybe there are some passengers. Okay? Waiting for the bus. Then, so these three, number four, la.
La.
Lam and alif, lam, alif, la.
It means you have to stop.
La means
You have to stop.
You don't have to stop.
Yeah. La means don't stop.
La. Don't stop. No station.
Sorry, all right, Nathy.
So la means don't make a pause. Why? Why? Because if you make a pause, I mean, how to say? If you make a pause, the meaning.
So what is
which,
the za?
Huh?
What does that mean?
The meaning will change.
We'll talk about it now, okay? So la means do not make a pause. Not allowed. Because the meaning changes, okay? Or the meaning that the ayah wanted to explain or give you, okay? That would not be given, okay? If you make a pause, that will not be given. So, that's about la. And the next one was?
Meme.
What? So we had two types of meme, right? Two small and tiny or baby meme in the Quran. So one of them was?
One of the meme that it was a full meme that is like change the last letter to meme.
Like mama. Min. Like mom.
Min
like
qabl, for example.
Like, let's say min, but sometimes it's like meme.
Yeah, great.
And the small meme, the baby of the baby meme, is you should stop.
The baby of the baby meme?
Yeah.
It means you have to make a
pause.
All right, Hadi?
You have to stop.
Great. So, these five signs of stopping, we learned, alhamdulillah. Let's go to the next ones. The next one is... waqful ma'anaqa.
The three dots.
The six dots.
There are six dots.
Actually, three dots, but again, we have three dots.
Can I say
so three, means? Two, three dots we have here.
Yeah.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
I want you to go to page
1, 2.
Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah, once check out. In Surah Al-Baqarah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب. فيه هدى للمتقين. If you take a look at this ayah, you can see that there are like six dots there. La raiba. On the top of
ba. Where is it?
Raiba fihi. Raiba fihi.
On second ayah.
Raiba fihi. Sorry, don't
you don't have?
Yes.
Maybe in some versions of the Quran, maybe it's not. But actually, yeah, it must be, okay?
No, it has za.
Za?
Za.
Ah. Za means, za is like jim, okay? Because the versions of the Quran, okay? I mean, when they publish them, okay, when they edit the Quran, I mean the signs, maybe they, based on the meaning, okay, they think that this one is better here. So, in this Quran, Osman Taha version, if you take a look, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ. On the top of ba, we have three dots. فِيهِ, on the top of ha, again, we have three dots. What does it mean, Muhammad Hadi? Do you know? What do you think?
You can do...
It's better to stop.
We can stop here, but if it didn't stop, we should stop in next one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're kind of close.
What
do you think?
You can stop there, but like there.
If not this one, this one.
There
are two stations here. If we don't stop in the first one, we should stop in the second one. If we stop in the first one, we shouldn't stop in the second.
Oh, that's great. That's great. What are you right? Okay, you are right.
Because it says ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. A lot of people just stop at لَا رَيْبَ فِي.
Yeah. So, what does it mean? It means that in these two stations, at one of them, you must make a pause. Okay? And if you made the pause at the first one, لَا رَيْب, you made the pause sucking. Okay? So, you don't have to make the pause again in the second one. So two of them are there. So you have two choices, two options. Either stop at the first one or skip the first one, connect it to the next part, and make a pause at the second one. So the thing is this, that you have to make a pause at one of them. Okay? Like this. Look. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبُ. I made a pause at the first one. So when I want to read it again, I continue from the second part, and I will not make a pause again at the second station or at the second sign. فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
So can we start reading from page 2 to page...
We'll continue from page 6. So, look, listen to this, Mahdi. Let me read this way. Is it correct or wrong? Can you listen to me?
ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى
لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
No.
It's incorrect.
No.
It is not incorrect.
Read again.
It doesn't...
he didn't...
Give you the meaning correctly. Okay? Yes. When you stop at one of them, they emphasize on the meaning, the importance of the meaning becomes much clearer.
Can I read it like how you...
Okay?
I want to read it.
This was wrong, yes? I had to make a pause. So now let me do another one. Let me recite in another way.
ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبُ فِيهِ.
No, wrong.
So
you stopped at both stations.
Yeah, one of them I have to make. Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
You can only stop at one.
Okay,
neither be right.
Let's
or
do
fee.
It this way.
ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ.
Correct.
هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
Is it correct?
Yes.
Okay. So if I made a pause at the first one, I don't have to make a pause at the second one. If I didn't make a pause at the first one, I have to make a pause at the second one. And I cannot make two pauses at the both stations. Okay? Or I cannot skip both of them. Hey, come on, there's a station. Okay? Understood?
Half people are there,
yes?
Half there.
Yes, Hadi? MashaAllah. So the sixth one is Waqful Mu'anaqa. Mu'anaqa means... So, two kind of signs are together, okay?
Mu'anaqa means hug.
Sir, the baby...
Yeah, hugging each other.
Sir, baby...
It is they are together, yes? Always. So maybe in the Quran, again, we have, okay, many others. Repeated, okay? So they are together. You cannot see one of them, okay? Those three dots.
Yeah, they cut the eyes of Shay and put there.
The eyes of?
Shay.
Sheen, eyes of Shay.
Sheen.
Sheen, the dance of Sheen. Yeah.
Sheen.
That's it. Okay. Alhamdulillah, we learned this one as well. Meme was the sign of waqful lazim or obligatory waqf, right? Station or stopping. The next one is about, sometimes you see qif, qaf and fa.
Together?
Yeah, together. Qif.
It means you have to stop.
Qif means, hey, qif. It means stop.
Qif means don't move.
Don't move, stop. In some traffic stations, if you go, yes, on the street, you will see qif. Yeah. Or it's written tawakkuf.
I saw it.
But in the Quran, it's not written tawakkuf, okay? It's written, it's on the kind of
and what page
the banners, okay,
that?
on the streets, yes?
What page
but
can
here,
we...
But here, okay, in the Quran, we have the word qif. All right,
what
Mahdi?
What page can we find
Hadi,
that?
What does it mean? What does qif mean, Hadi?
You should stop.
Oh, stop. Don't move.
But where can we find the qif?
If we can find it, inshallah, and it's not a lot, okay? Thank you so much for joining us. May Allah Almighty, inshallah, bless us all and grant us health, insurance, and happiness, inshallah. May Allah Almighty hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Thanks to IRIB English Radio, and thanks to Sevier International School Network, and also thanks to the students of Sevier International School
especially
and the teacher of
teachers.
The school. Thank you so much. May Allah Almighty bless you. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.
Allahumma
salli
ala
Muhammad
wa alihi farajhum.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر
The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Ilahi لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the supplication. Imam alayhi salam says, Ilahi, لو قرنتني بالأصفاد, O Allah, if you tied me with chains, ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد, and if I am cut off from your bounties in the presence of people, ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد, And if I was exposed to infamy and disgrace, وَأَمَرْتَ بِي إِلَى النَّارِ And if I am ordered to proceed to hell, وَحُلْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْأَبْرَارِ And if a barrier is put between me and the blessed pious, مَا قَتَعْتُ رَجَائِي مِنْكَ I would not cease to have hope. وَمَا صَرَفْتُ تَأْمِيلِي لِلْعَفْوِ عَنْكَ I would not stop expecting your pardon. وَلَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِي This would not take away your love from my heart.
Next to this, Imam alayhi salam explains the reason. أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي. Because I have not forgotten your bounties. I have not forgotten سترك علي في دار الدنيا. I have not forgotten your protection that was available for me in this world. Brothers and sisters, after we sufficiently discussed the issue of خوف and رجاء, fear and hope, and striking a balance between these two, we started talking about how to nurture the love of God in our hearts so that we will not cease to love Allah, even if we are ordered to proceed to hellfire. One way was to remember each of the blessings and favors of the Almighty Allah, which was one of the causes of nurturing the love of Allah in our hearts. And it was because the blessings of Allah are so abundant and we are so encircled by them that we cannot comprehend their existence unless we are encountering problems and deprived of one of them. That is why we should try to remember His blessings and favors.
The ocean of dua.
In Joshan Sagir supplication, we can see that there are some afflictions mentioned that are experienced by people, and possibly us, at the outset. It points to the hostilities of ill-wishers and enemies, and how God has protected us from them. It says, إلهي كم من عدو انتضى علي سيف عداوته وشحذ لي ضبة مديته. Oh my God, many an enemy drew up the sword of hostility against me and honed the dagger's edge. وأرهف لي شبا حده ودافى لي قواتل سمومه وسدد إلي صوائب سهامه. Many enemies prepared deadly poisons, leveled their bows at me, and they kept an eye on me. وَلَمْ تَنَمْ عَنِّي عَيْنُ حِرَاسَتِهِ وَأَضْمَرَ أَنْ يَسُومَنِي الْمَكْرُوهُ وَيُجَرِّعَنِي ذُعَافَ مَرَارَتِهِ. So many enemies kept an eye on me, planned to force me to swallow against my will the deadly bitter poison. فَنَظَرْتَ إِلَىٰ ضَعْفِي عَنْ احْتِمَالِ الْفَوَادِحِ. But you knew that I was too weak to wear hardships. And it continues and says, وَجْعَلْنِي لِنَعْمَائِكَ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ وَلِآلَائِكَ مِنَ الذَّاكِرِينَ. And let me be among those who thank you for thy bounties and remember you for thy favors. Imam alayhi salam counts all these hardships that are removed from him, some of them not even encountered by him, as blessings and favors. And who knows what would have happened to us if we were not kept safe and protected by the Almighty Allah. So we are ordered, highly recommended by the traditions, to set a certain time during the day or night to think about the God's bounties and favors for us. Try to remember how He has concealed our lapses, how He has continued the shower of mercy He has for us as His servants. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.
IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website www.parstoday.com/en.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, you will discuss issues, relevant questions, and other fields regarding the Islamic upbringing of children. And we would like to stress that the answers that we provide in this program are all based upon the narrations of the household of the Prophet, and of course, of the Prophet himself, and upon the Holy Quran, supplemented with scientific research. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend, Sheikh Ali Himani, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for joining us.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's my pleasure to be here in your studio.
Sheikh, last time we spoke about how important it is for us to provide a controlled environment for our teenagers, for our young, and how we should help them select good friends, and how ideally, and inshallah, they already have good friends, because bad friends, as you mentioned in your story, your personal experience, they can either lead you to corruption or they can lead you to the Sirat al-Mustaqim, to perfection. But how can we as parents help our children, and their young children, keep in mind, 8, 9 years old, maybe even 12, how can we help them choose their friends? Isn't it a natural process that just happens?
To a certain extent, it's true that it's a natural process. However, you would notice that these children themselves, they have certain criterias on their mind. And those criterias are based on the upbringing. For example, let me take example of my daughter. She's 7 years old. She goes to school here. And then in the beginning, she was like, X person is my friend, Y person is my friend, Z person is my friend.
Right.
After 2 months, we said, well, how's your friendship going along with X person? She said, she's not my friend anymore. I said, why? What happened? She said, I saw her beating up other children. So I said, so what's wrong with that? She said, nope, beating is not a good thing to do.
Mashallah.
This is what we've been teaching her right from her childhood.
Right.
That
bullying
look,
is
you can't
wrong.
Harm others, because yeah. harming others is something that is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that psychology, that subconscious message that we've delivered to her, she saw this child.